A major experiment is underway in American public education, one that could change what and how schools teach. The NewsHour's special correspondent for education, John Merrow, has the first of a two-part report on a new set of standards known as the Common Core.
Today, Erin Gary's eighth grade English class is having a debate.
30 seconds.
And round one is about to begin.
You guys can start.
Freedom of speech should mean what it's saying, freedom of speech. There shouldn't be limitations on freedom.
I disagree.
Students in the center of the room argue their case.
But you have no proof.
30 seconds. So
team members on the sidelines offer support.
They're passing notes saying you should ask this follow-up question or look at this page in your text so that you can reference this piece of evidence to support your ideas.
They have power, but we also have power.
To prepare for the debate, the eighth graders have read several articles about freedom of speech.
You can't just say what you're saying because you feel like that's right. You need to, like, have evidence about it.
You said that the government, that we have more power than the government.
Teacher Erin Gary keeps score.
Kids collect points for using certain discussion skills according to the Common Core standards.
The Common Core standards have been adopted by her state, New York, 44 other states, and the District of Columbia.
Final comment.
The new standards expect a lot more from students and teachers.
You have so many different skills that you're exploring in that one activity.
Shale Polakow-Saransky is New York City's chief academic officer.
You're getting kids to defend their ideas, to speak persuasively, to analyze the presentations that their peers are making, using evidence from nonfiction texts.
Is that what the Common Core holds in the future, that kind of teaching?
Yes. Critical thinking is at the heart of this. Working in teams and collaborating is at the heart of this.
So before the Common Core, what was the situation?
Every state had its own standards. If you went to Massachusetts, you had some pretty rigorous, tough standards. Alabama or Louisiana, not so much.
Students were learning different things in Florida from what they were learning in New York City, from what they were learning in Nebraska, and even what they were learning in each school in New York City.
To clear up the confusion, some governors and state superintendents developed a common set of standards, which states could choose to adopt or not. From the beginning, the Obama administration pushed the states to adopt them.
We laid out a few key criteria and said if you meet these tests, we'll reward you by helping you reform your schools.
The reward was significant, hundreds of millions of dollars to states that pledged to do what Washington wanted.
Testing 1-2, check 1-2.
States competed for a share of the $4.35 billion in what Washington calls race to the top.
We're nervous.
46 states and the District of Columbia presented ambitious plans.
Oh, we believe Louisiana is one of the top candidates for this. I mean, we have such exciting reform going on.
Only a handful of states have actually won federal money, but most have fallen in line and adopted the Common Core. The Common Core standards are only the what. They describe what students should know and be able to do at each grade level. They're not the how. How the standards are taught, what happens in classrooms, that's the curriculum. Developing and selling curriculum materials is a billion-dollar business. But some states, including New York, are harnessing their own resources.
We started by asking our teachers to build curriculum units, and the best ones go up on our Common Core library as models.
Both New York City and New York State offer free Common Core lesson plans developed by teachers.
Last October, one went up. It was so popular, and in one day, there were 3,000 downloads.
Saransky expects teachers to teach differently. New York City selected 35 schools where it's helping teachers make the transition. Erin Gary teaches in one of them.
2 minutes, one polish, one phrase. When we started implementing the Common Core at our school 2 years ago,
I think you could have talked a lot more.
I started giving students more responsibility within the classroom so that they can be responsible for their own learning.
Let's give you a main idea of what we think about it, and then we can find evidence.
I think one of the most important ones was the last one.
You have graphs?
Jessie's startup has also modified her teaching.
Situations.
With mathematics, it used to be, this is how you do it, here are your steps. If you don't do it that way, you're wrong.
Why you think this graph matches to one of the situations here.
So now the Common Core says, do it any way you want. Just be able to do it and justify your answer. So students could draw a picture to figure out an answer, set up an equation, make a table. There's a variety of methods to do the same problem.
Things may be changing in a few hundred classrooms.
There we go.
But New York City has 75,000 teachers.
Let's go, copy this down.
Brenda Cartagena has 13 years of teaching experience. She says many teachers, especially new ones, are feeling overwhelmed.
We were not given curriculums and said, this is what you guys are going to do. They just told us, this is the expectation, and you figure it out.
How far are you to changing the teaching to line it up with the Common Core?
I think we're about halfway there.
Higher standards, innovative curriculum, and changes in teaching are three aspects of what could be a sea change in America's schools. As challenging as they are, the final part, testing to find out if all of this is working, may be the highest hurdle of all. When Kentucky tested Common Core skills last year, scores fell 30 percentile points.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, so he has 22.
Is this test a high-stakes test for you, the teacher?
Yep. If my students bomb the test, that looks very, very bad for me.
And in first place, with 66 points, is Team 6.
Schools, students, and teachers will have this year and the next to transition to the Common Core. Serious testing begins in 2015.